Greetings again, and welcome to Daily Respite, your 10-minute or so break in your daily walk to just focus on the message from God. And thus, we bring you episode 31 on this middle Sabbath, September 8th. And if it's Wednesday, we're back to the trees. It's Holly Wharton and her wonderful book, If Trees Could Talk, Life Lessons from the Wisdom of the Woods. Just a reminder before we begin tonight, our Zoom discussion group will again be an abbreviated call at 6 p.m. Central Time. We have a 7 p.m. meeting of our trustees, so we'll go from about 6 to 6:45 today. And the link for that meeting is right in this very email. Amen. Well, let's begin. Let's get to it. It's time for Holly Wharton, If Trees Could Talk. Today's tree is that white road oak. The white road oak. Here's Holly Wharton. I had been to Savernake Forest once before, and I felt drawn to return to it in the days before Samhain. I suspected that some of its ancient trees might have some stories for me, and I was not wrong. Savernake Forest is a special site of scientific interest, located near the market town of Marlborough, just down the road from Avebury. This 2,750-acre forest is privately owned by the Earl of Cardigan. His son, Viscount Savernake, and his family trustees. And it's managed by the Forestry Commission. One of the first giant trees that I came across was the white road oak. It immediately caught my eye, and I climbed up the bank and off the main path as I approached it, walking a full circle around its giant trunk before settling down against it. Its trunk was wide and gnarled, supporting its broad canopy above. I felt very exposed, as there was nothing to hide me from the main path, and people were walking all around. White Road Oak was situated right at the crossroads of two major paths and was still very near the car park. But I knew the oak had a story for me, though I was reluctant to pull out my phone and start recording. Dog walkers kept coming down the path, and at one point a large group of walkers went past with a guide. Fortunately, they didn't approach the tree, nor did they pause for long before hurrying off down the track. The white road oak seemed more than a little amused by my fears, urging me at one point to get on with it. I knew I was being silly. After all, who cared what I was doing? What did it matter if people saw me talking into my phone, recording the tree's message? They probably wouldn't get close enough to know what I was doing and would think I was talking on my phone. In any case, I was about to make my tree channeling very public with the publishing of this book. It's not like I would be keeping my conversations with trees a secret. And yet, I waited for things to quiet down on this busy corner of the forest before I pulled out my phone to record this oak's story. And here it is. The reason I told you to get on with it earlier is because you need to get over yourself when it comes to receiving these stories. Who cares what people think? As you can see, people don't care. People just barely look at us. You have just watched a group of about 20 people who have clearly come to this forest to see the ancient trees that live here. And they walked by, paused for a moment, and continued on. The guide did not encourage them to connect with me, to touch me, to spend some time in my presence, to feel my energy. Nothing. It was just, "Oh, look at that tree. This is a big oak." And then they moved on. And they will do the same with all of the other trees they visit. Today, tomorrow, quite possibly always. It is fine to come and look at trees. Obviously, we are not offended by this. It's better than nothing. It's better than not coming to look at trees. But we urge you to connect more with the trees. We are ancient. I am hundreds of years old. I've been here for years and years and years, for generations of you humans. Please, stop a while underneath our branches. Stop. Rest. Feel. Experience. There are many people here who do not even stray from their path to come and look at me. You have just seen a dog walker pass by, glance over her shoulder because she saw you, and she must have seen me. I am much bigger than you are. But did she divert from her track, her path, to come over and look at me? No, because she is just walking her dogs. And this is fine. This is okay. We trees are pleased anytime anyone comes to walk amongst us. Whether it is to walk your dogs, or for a morning run, or for whatever. This is all fine and good. But if you are the kind of person who wishes to deepen your relationship with nature, who wishes to deepen your relationship with the trees and the plants and all of the green things, then we urge you, slow down. Slow down. Don't walk so fast. Don't move so fast. Just slow down. And spend more time. Walk more slowly. Linger longer. And experience with all your senses. Your sight. Your smell. Do you even smell the forest? Pick up the leaves now that it is autumn. Pick up the leaves from the forest floor and smell them. Smell an old, rotted log. And smell the green, fluffy moss. Smell the trunk of a tree. Smell the air. When you go to the woods, are you really experiencing it with all your senses? This is another way that you can better connect with the woods, with nature, with the green things. And we encourage you to do this. There are so many delicious smells. The soil. Just kneel down and press your nose to the earth and smell. You might feel silly doing it, but that's okay. no one will care. They might look at you funny, but who cares? And for those of you who have children or grandchildren, we would encourage you, I would encourage you, to see if your children would play in this way, to smell the forest, to touch the forest, to connect in different ways with their senses. It's wonderful to see children walking in the woods. But if you can encourage them to connect with us at a deeper level, that is even better. Children are the future of this world. And the more connected they are to nature, the better it will be for this earth, the better for this planet, the better for you, the better for me, the better for everyone who lives here. So bring the children outdoors. Bring them out dog walking. Bring them walking. Bring them in the woods. And if you can encourage them to connect at a deeper level, encourage them to touch, feel, smell, even taste if you are out when the berries are edible. Teach them to forage and learn to forage yourself. Connect, connect, connect at a deeper level and encourage your children to do the same. Encourage your nephews, your nieces, your grandchildren. You may be surprised to see how willing some children are to make these deeper connections. And you can make it play. You can turn it into play. You can make a checklist of different kinds of trees to find, different kinds of things to smell, things to touch, things to feel, things to experience. And ask them how they feel as they connect with each tree. Ask them if each tree feels differently or if they feel the same, or what they feel and how they feel. Ask them if they can sense the personality of the tree. Oh, they might think you are silly. Or they might not. You never know. Make a game with it. Take your children out into the woods and see if you can turn this deeper connection into play. This is very important for the future. And we encourage you to have fun with it. If you do not have children in your life, we would encourage you to play yourself, to play with your senses in the woods. Slow down and have fun. That is all.